Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Loyal Hands. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, who has made the act of cooperation in providing support and mutual aid a character trait of the believers. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Uniquely One, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, and cooperate in righteousness and piety. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, narrates that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying something, and so paid attention with his hearing and his heart. And he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Al-mu'minun tarahumuhum wa lutfu ba'dihim bi ba'd ka jasadi rajulin wahidin." He said, "The mutual mercy and gentleness of the believers amongst one another is as if they are one body of a person." Based on this hadith, we can infer that the act of people mutually supporting one another within a community is a very evidence of the existence of faith and mercy amongst them. And this indicates the degree of societal cohesion they have. Such mutual support is also a form of evidence of their exalted character and their level of civilization in dealing with the different varying circumstances of life that may come their way, and dealing with them in a manner that is beloved to Allah and His Messenger. Thus, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard about a people who, when afflicted with calamity or difficulty, would come to the mutual aid and assistance of one another, he affirmed and praised their deeds and their actions. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the extent of saying, "Hum minni wa ana minhum," they are from me and I am from them. In other words, the character of such people in their providing mutual aid and support resembles the exalted character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha described the Prophet, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu anha described the Prophet's character with the words, وَتُعِينُوا عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. She said that you, O Messenger of Allah, assist the deserving ones who have been afflicted by calamity. In her saying this, in such a statement, Khadija radiallahu anha was noting that the Prophet's way was to aid in lightening the load of those afflicted by calamities. And so we need to ask ourselves, where are we with the emulation of such a prophetic characteristic? Ibadullah, slaves of Allah. Indeed, helping others and cooperating with one another in times of difficulty brings about results in society that collectively give such a society reasons for pride and honor. Among such praiseworthy results is the attaining unto the protection and aid of Allah. For the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi," that Allah is in the aid of his slave as long as the slave is in the aid of his brother. And thus, through the provisioning of such mutual support and aid, a society can draw closer to each other and become more connected. This also entails that the members of such a society increase in love and mercy for one another until they begin to resemble bricks in a well-built structure whose foundations and pillars are sturdy, strong and stable. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Al-mu'minu lil-mu'min kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'dha." A faithful believer in relation to another faithful believer is like the bricks of a wall, each mutually enforcing each other. So we give thanks to the nations leadership, for harnessing the possibility of things we can achieve, and for assisting us in overcoming the difficulties we face. And this has been demonstrated in the recent campaign called The Loyal Hands, wherein which we saw a demonstration of how such leadership responds to such difficulty, and we should salute and appreciate the performance of such patriotic duty. And so we praise this support and we extend gratitude to all those involved. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.